Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
Time to make some money. Chris Carlin, Harry Douglas, in for Greeny today on this Football Friday on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus, presented by Progressive Insurance. And all guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline, where we're headed in just a moment. Harry, though, before we get to Joe Fortenbaugh and all the picks for the weekend, tweet of the morning, maybe tweet of the week, from a guy that you were talking about not a half hour ago, just came across. Matthew Judon, who's got 10.5 sacks this season, and as you said, by far best free agent signing this past offseason of the New England Patriots. Wait a minute. This is a godsend. The new Adele album, and I've got the weekend off. Can someone say karaoke?
I love it. I'll tell you, man.
I don't need to get all up in my feelings this weekend. You very easily could. Between that and the new T-Swift, I mean, it could just be a weekend of tears.
I'm going to be bumping Adele myself, man. Hey, you got to have range, man. You got to be able to listen to all kind of things. The beauty when I went to Tennessee, got into country music, got into all that stuff, man. Got my cowboy hat, my boots, all that, Chris.
Yeah, listen, you absolutely have to find a way to be versatile. Because if you're not well-rounded, what are you? That's all there is to it.
Tell me something, girl. Oh, that's enough. That's all y'all need.
The Shallow. That's not bad. Ah. That's not bad. You got a little Bradley Cooper in you there. That's right.
A little hum.
Chris Carlin, Harry Douglas for Greeny. Let's get to Joe Fortenbaugh on the Goodyear Hotline. ESPN betting analyst and ESPN Radio's Mr. Fortenbaugh, ready to make us some money. Joe, what's up, brother?
Hell of an introduction, boys. Didn't think I'd be serenaded by Harry Douglas this morning, but yet here we are, ready to talk about some games nonetheless.
Well, let's do it. And the game everybody's talking about this weekend, Cowboys, Kansas City. Are the Chiefs back? In other words, am I putting my money on the Kansas City Chiefs this weekend?
I personally would not. This game opened Kansas City as a 2.5-point favorite, and it is stuck there all week long, which leads me to believe some people might be lying in the shadows, waiting to make a move on Dallas if it gets to 3. But I don't know if that's going to happen. Does the public want to get behind the Kansas City Chiefs? A lot of talk coming off that Sunday night game where they blew out the Raiders. Patrick Mahomes is back. The Chiefs are back. Really? I know they've won 3 straight, but the Raiders have been teetering on the brink of implosion for over a month now. It's something they do every single year, collapse in the second half of the season, and now it looks like it's on. The week before that, they beat a Jordan Love-led Packers team where they didn't even cover the spread. And the week before that, on Monday Night Football, it was the New York Giant B squad at Arrowhead, and again, they didn't cover the spread. I like Dallas here. They've got the better defense. They've got the offense that can match Kansas City point for point. I'd take the 2.5. I'd sprinkle a little on the money line as well.
And Joe, I'm going to have to agree with you. Listen, we're on the same page just like we were the last time. And I don't know. Listen, I can't drink right now because alcohol bothers my vocal cords. But when the season is over with, Joe, I'm going to have a drink with these people at Vegas because clearly they're drinking. And they're not just drinking, they're binge drinking. But I'm going to have a drink with them because they have Kansas City as a 2.5-point favorite right now. And Dallas tells you everything that you need to know about watching them play the entire year, besides the one game against the Broncos where they had that little stumble. But they've told you that they're the better team here. They have an explosive offense. If Steve Spagnuolo comes out and wants to send blitzes like he normally does because he's hard-headed against Dak Prescott, who's been great against the blitz, against that arsenal of skill players, it's going to be a long day for the Kansas City Chiefs. So I'm with you here, right here, Joe. I'm with you.
One for one. Let's keep it cooking.
All right. Right now, Packers are the number one seed. They're at Minnesota Sunday. When you look at the Packers and what they've been able to do, are they going to continue to have the success in covering the spread that they have?
You know, they've covered in 9 straight. It seems like it was a millennium ago where we watched them get blown out by the Saints to open the season at Jacksonville because of the hurricane that came through New Orleans. And we all sat there talking about whether or not Rodgers was too much of a distraction, whether or not the Packers were toast. They have covered the spread in all 9 games since. They're on the brink of history if they can keep it going. But it's interesting this weekend at Minnesota because Green Bay opened as a 2.5-point favorite, and it's been Minnesota money all week, knocking it down as low as Green Bay minus one. So be very, very careful here. Rodgers has missed a couple practices this week with a toe injury. That might be a big red flag. If you're looking for another play here, the one I like the most would be the under. It opened around 49.5. It's now down to 47, 47.5. All the talk in Green Bay, always about Aaron Rodgers, but look at the defense, gentlemen. Top three in scoring defense, top three in opponent yards per play. Over the last 7 weeks, they're giving up just 13 points per game. This defense is legit. We're almost at Thanksgiving. This isn't the first month of the season. This is a large sample size. And on the Minnesota side of the equation, we know they can't play D on the road. They're giving up about 29 points per game away from home, but at home, they're giving up just 17 points per game. That is third best in the National Football League. I think this game is going to be more of a grind than people could be anticipating. I would play under 47.5 here.
Ooh, I'm going to go with the regular line. I'm going to go with Green Bay minus one because of that defense. And they used to have a song on House Party. That's one of the movies I used to watch growing up. Ain't no doubt about it, Joe. I'm going with that minus one because ain't no doubt about it.
I once had the kid in play hair. That's true, actually.
That can't possibly be true. That can't possibly be true.
Chris Carlin and Harry Douglas, the dulcet tones of Harry Douglas, in for Greeny on ESPN Radio with Joe Fortenbaugh, making us some money. ESPN betting analyst. Favorite NFL bet of this weekend is?
You know, two we already laid out. Obviously, I like the under in that Minnesota-Green Bay game. I also like Dallas a lot at plus 2.5. Philadelphia is intriguing with the way that line's moving. I would play the over. It's about 50 points in the Raiders-Bengals game. I think that game has shootout written all over it. We saw what the Raider defense did last Sunday night. This is a team, like I mentioned earlier, they're ripe for implosion. Everything they've dealt with this season, the wheels are starting to come off the bus. Cincinnati, we haven't seen them for 2 weeks. They're off the bye. All right, the back-to-back losses. They blew it against the Jets, and then the next week they got smacked around by Cleveland. I think we get a big offensive effort from Cincinnati, and as a result, Derek Carr and the Raider offense are going to have to keep pace. They're going to have to throw early. They're going to have to throw often. I see this going over the total. It's around 50, 50.5. I think that could be the highest scoring game of the week.
Joe, right now we are 3 for 3. We have a 100% completion rate because we are on the same page. I think both of these offenses, you look at Joe Burrow, you look at Derek Carr. They want to throw the football around. They want to be flashy. It's going to be a high-scoring affair. So the over here is the way to go.
All right. Let's get it.
Two last ones, college football and boxing. First of all, favorite bet college football for tomorrow.
The over in Ohio State, Michigan State, I'm all over that. It's a 68.5. I don't know how Michigan State is going to stop Ohio State in that game. Favorite bet, believe it or not, let's go to the Mountain West. Wyoming plus 6 over Utah State. Styles make fights, gentlemen. Utah State opened as a 7-point favorite, okay? They're 8-2, and they've won 5 straight. On the other side, Wyoming has lost 5 of 6. So why is the line moving to Wyoming? Why has it gone from 7 to as low as 5.5? Wyoming's strength plays right into what Utah State wants to do. Utah State is the number 15 ranked passing attack. They want to throw early. They want to throw often. Wyoming is number 4 in pass defense, and they're giving up just 22 points per game. It's a tough ask to cover 6 against a team that can defend against what you want to do, and that's only allowing 22 points per game. So I would play Wyoming plus 6 as the best play of the week in college football.
And I like the Michigan State over because simply, I mean, Michigan State, Ohio State game, the over in that one, because the back end, the pass defense of Michigan State has been non-existent. I think they've allowed over 350 yards.
Harry, like they're dead last. Dead last in college football. 130th out of 130 teams. You're right.
And they're going against the best receiving corps in the I mean, not the National Football League, but in college football. All three of those guys are going to be in the National Football League soon. Trust me. Had a chance to see them yesterday over at the Woody Hayes Athletic Center. So they look up to par. They're going to be ready. But on the flip side of it, it's not like Ohio State's defense has been great either.
Exactly.
And you can't forget about the skill position players of Michigan State. And that guy is up for the Heisman, Kenneth Walker III. So this is going to be a high-scoring affair as well.
All right, big fight. Mandalay Bay, ESPN Plus pay-per-view, welterweights, Terrence Crawford, Sean Porter. What do you got?
Crawford's a huge favorite here. He's minus 700, which means you have to risk $700 to win 100, okay? So that's going to be a pass for me, too much risk. But what I will do, because I like Crawford to win the fight, is bet him at plus 150 to win by stoppage. KO, TKO, or DQ, $100 bet returns 150 in profit, okay? Crawford's knocked out. He's stopped each of his last eight opponents. The key here is that Porter has never been stopped in his entire career. He's lost, but he's never been dropped. I think that's what Crawford's gunning for here. Crawford has a chip on his shoulder, and he's claiming that everyone's trying to duck him. Errol Spence, everybody else, no one wants to fight him because he's so good. So what he has to do is use common opponents as a way of proving how much better he is. Errol Spence went to the cards against Sean Porter. I think Crawford's going to want to put Porter down in an effort to show that he is, in fact, better than Spence. This is essentially our version of Pacquiao Mayweather, right? Ducking each other for years because they could never figure it out, and then maybe we get the fight when both guys are past their prime. That's what it looks like. Sean Porter is a very aggressive fighter. He comes forward. He's got a strong chin. He's willing to take a shot in order to give a shot. I think if he gets down on the cards in this fight, late in the fight, he is going to try to pull off a miracle, and that's what's going to ultimately lead to his demise. So I play Crawford plus 150 to win it by stoppage. I'd also put a little bit of money on Crawford to win in the 10th round, which is 18-1, and in the 11th round, which is also 18-1.
Love it, Joe. Appreciate it, man.
Gentlemen, a pleasure as always. Good luck to you all, and have a great weekend.
ESPN betting analyst and ESPN Radio's Joe Fortenbaugh joining us on the Goodyear Hotline. Would you leave your job for Miami? Well, in most cases, the answer is probably yes. But in one case, it really makes absolutely no sense. What are we talking about? It's next on Greeny, ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Greeny, the podcast.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use the code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use the code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
I can't for a minute possibly believe that the Miami Hurricanes would present a better opportunity than where Lane Kiffin is right now. It's Chris Carlin, Harry Douglas on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. We're in for Greeny today, and I'm just, it's funny, you can almost hear it in me. I'm kind of speechless when I think about this possibility, which was a story that popped up yesterday, that if the Miami job became available, Lane Kiffin would very much be interested in leaving Ole Miss to go to Miami. And this brings me to just an overall thought with college football these days. There are programs in this country that have to start living in the now and not the 20 years ago. The Miami Hurricanes are nowhere near the program that they used to be. And in order to get back there, it's not going to be somebody who comes in and turns it around in 2 or 3 years. This is a 5 or 6 year process to get back to being a dominant program at the very least. And it's not just a case for Miami. Somebody has to tell Texas, Harry, that if they're thinking about firing Steve Sarkisian after 1 year, they're out of their minds. You have to, at some point, give these coaches an opportunity, even through a couple of bad years, to program build, to get you to where you think you belong.
I agree with you, Chris. And I think that's been a sad part about college football that has bothered me, that these coaches, after 2 and 3 years, are on the hot seat, not even having an opportunity to build and get all the recruits they may want to get and just build that winning program the old school way. We're so caught up in let's win now, let's do this, let's do that, to the simple fact that you're just going to keep recycling coach after coach after coach after coach. Because I'll tell you this, it's not like it's there are hundreds and hundreds and thousands of great coaches out there. That's the misconception we need to start understanding. Yep. They just think, oh, we're just going to find the next guy. Okay, but what if the next guy does no better than the guy you just had?
Well, this is the thing. Harry, when you keep going through those coach after coach after coach, what you don't realize, each time it gets a little bit worse.
Yeah.
You know,
and the foundation and the foundation of your program
crumbles a little bit each
diminished
time.
Now yep. Recruits are looking at, okay, they don't have a stable foundation. They're going through coach after coach after coach. Why would I want to go there? It's not a guarantee the coach that I'm going to commit to is going to be there for the long haul. So why would I want to commit there? Why would I want to spend my next 3 or 4 years at this university if they're just going to recycle through guys over and over again?
And there are places like Miami that was once, I mean, the best college football team I ever saw, and it's not close, was the 2001 Miami Hurricanes.
Oh, yeah.
By far, the most immense talent you would ever see. And they did not have, I mean, they played at the old Orange Bowl. They did not have everything that you needed.
I got to play there, Chris.
Huh?
I got to play there my freshman year.
I mean,
and it's weird. I'm about to say I hate that the Miami Hurricanes play at the Dolphin Stadium.
Yeah.
Because the Orange Bowl was so historic, and I know when it came to renovating, it wasn't the most well put together stadium. But I'm big on history.
Yeah.
There's a lot of history in that. There was a lot of history in that place. And then you look at the games now at the Miami Hurricanes, and people are barely going to a pro stadium.
Yep.
To watch a football game. That's a pro stadium.
Yep.
But that Orange Bowl used to be full. Used to be packed out.
I look at a place like Texas. They need to keep a coach more than 3 years. They yeah. need to say, no matter what happens here, we're going to dedicate the next 5 years to this coach. And hopefully it works. And hopefully we build consistency. And hopefully we recruit on a high level. And that brings me to the next piece of news that probably blew a lot of people away. It was surprising to see the numbers on Mel Tucker's contract to stay at Michigan State. 10 years, $95 million
Ooh.
To stay at Michigan State. And I can shed a little light here. I'll shed a little light here. They absolutely believed that he was leaving to go to LSU, and they absolutely remember the last time they had a great, great coach leave, and that was Nick Saban, and they did not want that to happen again to mm-hmm. see a coach. They knew that they were going to be overpaying, and we're not saying here that Mel Tucker is Nick Saban by any stretch. However, they did not want to see someone that they felt had that potential up and leave, because not only is it go somewhere else and potentially win a championship like at LSU, but it's also keeping your program as that middle of the road program that is more of a stepping stone than a destination. And yep. for them to overpay like that, it may not work out in a couple of years, but I felt that was a huge step for a place like Michigan State.
Oh, of course. But and they didn't want to take a trip down memory lane the bad way when you looked at Nick Saban. And now look at what Nick Saban is. And I'm here in Columbus, and Michigan State play here tomorrow. And when I walk past Mel Tucker, I may have to, hey, man, let me borrow a couple, Mel. Hey, look out for your boy, man. You my boy, Blue. Mel, let me hold something, baby. Let me hold something.
He's going to need somebody to hold all that money. Because there's enough of it. But I love what they did. I do. And I know that ultimately it may not work out, but I know that there's a lot of people at Michigan State that are very happy that they stepped up and did that, even Chris, though he's only in his second year.
It's about consistency. It's about building a foundation, right? And we talk about this. It's a culture. And Stephen A. and Marcus Spears were talking about this on First Take the other day. And I thought it was so good, and I didn't want it to go over people who was watching. I didn't want to go over their head, so I tweeted about it. Culture matters. A foundation matters. You see the difference in the Warriors. You see the difference in the Brooklyn Nets. Culture matters, right? That team concept that we are family, that matters, not just in a college program, but in everyday life, in business, and in sports. So solidifying and holding down Mel Tucker by giving him the big bucks and showing everyone and those recruits like he's going to be here, he's our guy, was big for that program.
Massive. And now, if you're a place like Miami, if you're a place like Texas, you know, Miami, do the right thing. You felt like
Spike Lee said in this movie, do the right thing, like Spike Lee said.
You know, Manny Diaz may not be giving you the results you want right now, but you thought enough of him to go rip him away from another school that had literally just hired him to be the head coach at Temple. And now you're ready to throw him out the door already. It's absolutely absurd. Sarkisian at Texas brought in a really good staff with him, a lot of guys from Alabama. Do we think they forgot how to coach? Do we think that just departed immediately? Of course it didn't. Of course it didn't.
It's Chris Miami, real quick, before Miami lost last week to Florida State, they had won three straight. So they were trending in the right direction.
Up next, can Michigan State actually give a good run at Ohio State tomorrow? Harry is there for game day. We will get into that game. Oh, and it's Friday. And you know what Friday means? And it doesn't just mean football. It means Bubba, Bubba, Bubba with Who You Got coming up on Greeny on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Blue, you're my boy!
Greeny, the podcast.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code Parlay and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code Parlay. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Previously on Greeny.
The Eagles are going to make the playoffs. Do you know they do not have to get on an airplane the rest of the season? They play the second easiest schedule the rest of the way. And since the coach started listening to the fans and running the football, they're the best rushing team in the NFL. And oh, by the way, Jalen Hurts is good.
If the Eagles don't make the playoffs, I can virtually guarantee you it'll be one and done for Nick Sirianni. I can virtually guarantee you. Chris Carlin, Harry Douglas for Greeny on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. That was Weekly Rewind brought to you by Dell. For your small business needs, call a Dell Technologies advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. In just moments, and I don't want to oversell it, but simply the greatest segment in the history of radio with Bubba and Who You Got. That is just a few minutes away. But Mr. Douglas is in Columbus for Michigan State and Ohio State tomorrow. Ohio State, 19.5-point favorites. And I'll be completely fair, and I know they're different teams. Last week, I sat here and I thought 21 points with Purdue coming to town. Boy, that, you know, Purdue had beaten the number 2 and number 4 team in the country, and not just both at home. They had gone on the road and beaten Iowa. They were absolutely fantastic. And I thought, wow, you're giving them 21 points. There is absolutely no way that Ohio State is going to cover 21 points. And they won by what, 40? So it's amazing to me that Michigan State, as good as they are, getting 19.5 points going into Columbus this week. And it says to me two things, Harry. Number one, that loss to Oregon made people think that Ohio State just wasn't nearly as good as they usually are. And number two, as a result, they haven't been paying as much attention to the Buckeyes ever since.
Well, I'll say this. One big difference in the game this weekend is that Purdue team, they don't run the football, right? Mm-hmm. But this Michigan State football team, they actually do rush the football, right? And Kenneth Walker III is a guy who, if you're one-on-one in the foxhole with him, he can make you miss one-on-one. And not only that, can he make you miss, he can take it the distance. So not only do you have to defend the pass game of Michigan State, you also have to defend the run game. Now, defensively for Michigan State, they are terrible when it comes to the pass game. They're one of the better teams in actually getting sacks and sacking the quarterback. But when it comes to their back end and their secondary, it definitely got exploited against Western Kentucky. It got exploited against, Purdue. It got exploited against Michigan. And Ohio State has one of the best, I'll say, offenses in college football, the best receiving core in football. And I'm going to throw one more guy in there, Travion Henderson. I think he's the unsung hero for this football team. Had a chance to sit down and do a one-on-one interview with him yesterday. Just as one of the humble, most humble human beings I've ever been around in my life, especially for a freshman. Definitely ahead of his years. But they can beat you if you decide that you want to sit high in that two-high shell. They can hand that ball off to Travion Henderson. You decide that you want to play one high, play man, play cover three. Okay, then that's when C.J. Stroud is about to go off on you with those weapons that they have. So I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. Now, I'm not going to sit up here and say Ohio State's defense is just going to shut down and stop Michigan State, because we haven't really seen that this year from this Ohio State defense. Are they getting better? Yes. Have they been better since early on in the year? 100%. But they still have to go out there and play the football game and guard these guys. Now, Michigan State's offensive line, they need to be better in pass protection. And not just pass protection and getting on blockers and sustaining blocks, because I know one of the things, the tape that Ohio State looked at was the Michigan game, right? When you had those two defensive ends, Ojabo, right, and Aiden Hutchinson just dominating that football game and almost propelled this Michigan defense to a win because of those two guys, because of their play. But I think it's going to be a good game. I'm excited to actually be here live for this game. I'm close to a coach that's coaching on the sideline for Ohio State. Their running back coach, Tony Alford, coached me at Louisville. So it was great to be able to talk to him and not just talk about football stuff, but just talk about life. And that's why I think he's one of the best coaches in college football, because he don't just care about you as a player. He cares about you as a man, cares about you school-wise. He cares about you life after football, things that you have going on in your life, and then football take precedence. So that's one thing I love about Coach Tony Alford. So I had to give him that shout out right there.
Okay. Now, I asked this question to Booger yesterday. I am a Heisman voter.
Yep.
And I honestly, I would say that Walker is my leader in the clubhouse, but mm-hmm. I don't know who I'm voting for right now. And that's the first time that I've been a voter for probably about 12 years or so, that I have ever entered this or been in the middle of November really with no definitive favorite in my mind about who I was voting for. Would you vote for Walker right now, or would you look elsewhere?
I think it's still open. I would say out of all the candidates, Kenneth Walker III is the only one that has had a Heisman moment. You know how we look for that Desmond Howard, that little Heisman pose. You look at the Derrick Henry and his solidified runs toward the end of the season. Kenneth Walker III is the only one who's had that Heisman moment against a top 10 opponent, Michigan, with 197 yards rushing, 5 touchdowns, literally put the team on his back. And everybody in the stadium knew he was getting the football, because the pass game of Michigan State was not on early on in that football game. So everyone knew Kenneth Walker III was getting the ball. Now, he goes out and have a huge game on this stage against Ohio State. And it would take for him to have that for, I think, Michigan State to win that game. And then they actually win, and then they play Penn State and has another one, and then possibly playing Wisconsin. Then, yeah, he has to be the Heisman. But I want you to watch out for this. C.J. Stroud has the easiest path to win the Heisman right now, because you have number 7 Michigan State tomorrow. which has a terrible defense, so you can put up numbers. Then you have number six, Michigan, next week, where you can put up numbers, and you have those two defensive ends who a lot of people are going to be looking at and to be drafted in the 2002 NFL draft. But then not only that, when you get to the Big Ten championship game, you're possibly facing a Wisconsin team with a stout defense who can be ranked in the top 12. So that would be three highly ranked opponents that C.J. Stroud would have been defeated. And for them to win games, he has to be great. So I think he has the easy path. You look at Bryce Young, he still has the game against Arkansas tonight, 21st ranked team in the country. Auburn's going to probably be without Bo Nix, and then they play the number one team in the country in Georgia. So he has an opportunity on the national stage to make some noise in that game, because no one has come close to beating Georgia. So if Bryce Young can put up numbers, and for them to beat Georgia, he's going to have to, then you have arguments across the board. But there's one more guy. Travion Henderson. He can sneak in there. I'm telling you, he have a standout game against Michigan State, against Michigan, and then in that Big Ten championship game, he has a case. So right now, I think it's as wide open as it's been, and I think last year was another case of that. So I like when it's like that, though. I like when it's not a clear-cut guy. You still have a lot of football to play, and these games meaning a lot, not just for college football playoffs, but for the Heisman race as well.
All right, to your point on Henderson, he's got just over 1,000 yards. Walker's at 14-something, but Henderson
But look at the rushes, though, rushing attempts.
He's averaging 7.3 a carry. Walker's over 6, but 7.3 a carry on.
But how many more rushing?
Walker's carried it 227 times and only 140 for Travion Henderson. So there you go. Listen, it'd be interesting. He'd have to put together that kind of a massive day to open up those eyes here. Yep. It'll be very interesting to watch. Well, it is now time, in just moments, to get to everybody's favorite. Bubba, in just 30 seconds from now, we'll deliver the single greatest segment in the history of radio. With the safe return of live events, you can actually be there to catch all the action in person with Vivid Seats. That's right, every alley oop, every one-timer, every sideline grab can be experienced live. And with Vivid Seats rewards, you can earn rewards like free tickets. All you have to do is collect stamps, redeem, and repeat. It's that easy. From upper level to courtside, Vivid Seats has you covered for all the events that matter to you. So grab your tickets today. Cheer on your favorite team from the stands. Visit vividseats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Life happens live.
Life is a series of choices.
Who you got?
Make a decision.
Say it! Say it!
All right, I'll say it.
Who you got?
All right, let's get going here. Are you ready?
You know, I just pump you up as delivering perhaps the greatest segment of radio ever to live, and it's like, here we go, I guess.
Well, all right, we don't have a lot of time here. Stop
dilly-dallying. I know we don't have time.
Dilly-dallying, all right? Let's move it along.
We need more damn energy, Bubba.
Let's move it along here. Let's get quick answers so we can get a lot in here. We're going to start with the NFL. We're going to do some rapid-fire NFL. Steelers, Chargers, all right? This game could be Big Ben. It could be Mason Rudolph. We know for sure it's not going to be Dwayne Haskins because he's never stepping on the field. We also know it's Los Angeles -6. Who you got here?
I have got the Chargers. I have no question in my mind that the Chargers will win this game. I am surprised that they haven't played well lately, but that doesn't mean that they will not play well this coming Sunday night.
I have the Chargers as well. I have the Chargers winning this game in my sleep while I'm snoring.
You wanted it quick, Bubba. Let's go.
All right, we're moving. Cardinals, Seahawks. According to my sources, Kyler is pretty close to returning here. But okay, it's also Arizona -2.5. Who you got?
All right, well, my sources say status uncertain. But I got the Cardinals winning this game because they have to win this game. They have to prove that they are not a team that is sliding out of this incredible start that they got off to. And it can't be disappearing from just because the quarterback's been out a couple of games. I understand that's a strange statement to make, but still, they have to be better than just the quarterback.
I'm going to go with the Arizona Cardinals with the simple fact that the last time I seen Russell Wilson, he was atrocious, and I don't think I've ever said that in my life when it came to Russell Wilson. But I don't know where he's going to be in this game. He got the little pin removed from his finger. I don't know. Maybe he should have shot a bird at somebody. I don't know. But obviously, he was rusty last week, and I don't know if he's going to be back together this week. So I'm going with the Arizona Cardinals.
All right, Cowboys, Chiefs, and we might not be on TV today, but I'm still wearing the Dak jersey. In case you were wondering, don't worry, Chris, I'm wearing it. Mm-hmm. Chiefs, they've won three in a row. They think they're cool. They're going to lose. Kansas City -2.5. Who you got?
I can't believe I have the Cowboys in this game, but I do. And it has more to do with the Chiefs than it does the Cowboys. Now, the Chiefs tried to show us last week that they have snapped out of it, but this is the week where we actually find out if they have. I will be more than happy to be wrong here. But I've got the Cowboys.
Let me get my Jerry voice going. Well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to talk to Coach McCarthy before, and we're going to go through the game plan together, and I'm going to make sure that the boys are going to be ready to beat the Kansas City Chiefs. So how about them Cowboys? I'm going with the Cowboys in this one.
That's about a 6 out of 10. Bubba, would you give that a 6? What would you give that?
Yeah, maybe even a 4. It was.
Oh, Bubba, forget you.
Good effort, though. Good effort.
I tried.
Saints at Eagles. The Saints, they've lost 2 in a row since beating Tampa Bay. And this one, we got Philadelphia -2. Who you got here?
Well, I don't know if you know this, but it's a scientific fact that Trevor Siemian is not good at football. So with that in mind, I will take the Philadelphia Eagles in this game. And after this week, as Greeny pointed out just a few moments ago, it is as smooth a road as you can have for the Eagles the rest of the way.
I'm going to go with the Eagles. I don't think they even know if Alvin Kamara is going to be able to play yet. That's a big loss for them. That showed last week against the Tennessee Titans. But I believe in Jalen Hurts, and I believe Jalen Hurts is going to propel this team to a win, and they're going to do it. And like you just said, Chris, they're going to sail off into the wind.
All right, last NFL one, Colts at Bills. The Colts, they've won 2 in a row to get back to .500, but it's Buffalo -7 here. Who you got?
Look, I'm on the Bills bandwagon all season long. I am, and I'm going to ride with the Bills. I personally just think that Buffalo is, even though they've had a couple of missteps, I think they've learned from them, and they will move on, and the Bills will roll.
I'm going to go with the Colts in this one. This is a dangerous game for the Bills. And with the Patriots winning over and over again, this is a game that the Bills must have. But I think the Colts, if they want playoff chances, they have to win this game as well. I like Jonathan Taylor. I like what he presents. The Bills need to stop using Josh Allen as the premier rusher. How about they stop doing that? And then I will probably pick them. But I'm going with the Colts in this one.
All right. And before we get to any other college games, the two you got here on Greeny, about 2 weeks ago, we were doing this, and Harry, we got 1 minute. Harry told us he had never had a meatball sandwich, so we got to check back in.
Oh, excellent point.
Have you now had a meatball sandwich, and if so, what are your thoughts?
I haven't had a chance, guys.
All right, come on. You haven't had a chance in 2 weeks to have a meatball sandwich?
Guys, I'm working nonstop.
What kind of team player are you?
Trust me, I'm working nonstop, too.
I'm working nonstop.
I have found a way to squeeze
sandwiches.
In about 5 or 6 of them since then.
But I'm not trying to poop all day long either while I'm working because of the meatball sandwich.
What kind of team player is this guy? He was given one task 2 weeks ago. It wasn't
the
even last
too,
week.
By the way.
Honestly, guys, I totally forgot about the meatball sandwich, okay?
Oh, my God.
Well, I think you have a little assignment.
Yo, Mikey, can I get a meatball?
Yeah, well, you don't even need to do that. Just anywhere you can get a meatball sandwich, it's hard to screw up. Great job. On who you got, I guess. I really throw around great a little too softly sometimes.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the Podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio and see it with the video on ESPN Plus. Also catch Greeny on Get Up weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN and also available wherever you get your podcast.